This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Spaghetto, Pumpkin Chunkin', and Donnie Baker. All coming up next.
Attention, ladies. Are you looking for a fun, exciting sports bra? Something with a little more zing than that everyday, run-of-the-mill, monotone sports bra? Then you will want to try the new bra from the Bob and Tom Lingerie Company. It's the Baseball Commemorative Bra. Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. Finally, you can get a bra that's comfortable, practical, and honors your favorite baseball team.
Once I slipped my Minnesota Twins into my Baseball Commemorative Bra, I knew I'd never wear any other sports bra. And I love the attractive look and feel of the Baseball Commemorative Bra.
Yeah, but do you have a Baseball Commemorative Bra big enough for these boulders?
You bet. Try on the Colorado Rockies model.
What about me? My breasts are huge.
Then ask for the San Francisco Giants model.
Hey, Bob, I like to flash guys sometimes.
Perfect. You'd like to expose yourself, and we're having a closeout sale on Expos bras. We even have a see-through bra for that sexy woman named after Baltimore's team.
Oh, you mean the Orioles?
Oh, we thought it was the Areolas. Oh, well, back to the drawing board. The Baseball Commemorative Bra is a sports bra that's perfect for any occasion, even a date. Imagine how excited your man will be when he gets to second base and finds a couple of genuine Major League logos staring him in the face.
Bob, I have small breasts. Do you have a bra that will fit me?
Not that we care, but yes. Just ask for the Oakland A's Cup. Order the Baseball Commemorative Bra today. It offers extra support, so your curves won't be down and away.
Wow. The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
You know what it is? It's because she hasn't been exposed to you as much.
I like Tom. Shut up.
That's why we're all losing our minds.
Who said you're all losing your minds? You're losing,
I said I'm losing my mind.
You're losing your minds for a number of reasons.
It's DNA like we don't have enough.
Primary.
Is that right? Go ahead.
It's the sophistication of brain structure. We'll just move right on. Let's see. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. There's Ace. That's Chick McGee.
You know what? You and I should go out on a skiff and just take the day and get some things straight.
A skiff.
You guys do that every once in a while.
A skiff.
We've had a lunch.
We have, let's see, there's Josh. Josh, after the show today, for those of you who can see it on the cameras, Josh is going to be applying for the job as the Dinty Moore beef stew dude.
Oh, I'd happily have that gig. Yeah. Man, that's good beef stew.
Then we have Jess Hooker, who's right over there, sitting in for Christy Lee, who once again, where did we decide she was getting married?
Peru.
Last time. Topless in a white dress, okay. Pat Godwin is over there, also topless today. Thank you, Pat. That's nice.
Or is it Mazel?
Take it off.
Enjoy it a little bit.
coming up. We have a number of interesting things today. Something for you, Josh. A haunted house.
Yeah.
Love them.
That may be the scariest haunted house in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't like haunted houses.
Well,
I think I went through something when I was a kid, and it was a bad haunted house. Bad
Remember when he prefaced it with, "This is for you, Josh"?
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't really need to chime in.
Uh-huh.
Because it was directed at me.
You know what? You're exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging.
Now, you may want to chime in on this. We have our contest going up. Also, we have our poll about whether or not peanut butter should be eaten with the so-called chunky variety, the crunchy peanut butter.
It's hard for him to even talk about.
Yeah, it's hard for me to decide.
Well, it's because I'm going to have to dismiss 35% of our audience who thinks that crunchy peanut butter is a valid. Oh God,
I think it is valid. I prefer creamy.
Not
but
only
I,
you
okay,
don't,
so would you
don't
prefer,
care for it? You don't even want to acknowledge that it even exists.
Would you like your butter to be that way?
Well, no.
Big chunks of.
But it's not made out of something
hoof.
Originally crunchy.
I just like the texture change.
There you
I appreciate
go.
Yeah. It. I like yeah. it. Yeah.
I do too.
Nope. Sorry. Don't like it. These are the important things that we're surveying this morning.
All right.
Yes,
so you know.
Indeed.
Now, Josh, during the break, Josh is a very well educated man, and he often informs me about things I don't know about the English language. And this is a fascinating word thing that Josh just informed me.
I just learned this. One of my best friends sent it to me.
I did not know this. Tell Chick. I think he'll like this.
Yes, Chick, I think you will like this. Did you know that a single strand of spaghetti is called a...
It's a spaghetto, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I
so
didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
I know that because my friend's a metal floss put it up on Twitter yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, that's where probably where your friend
yes,
is.
Yes, it must be.
The correlation I think of course, is a castrato and a castrati. Are you familiar with that, Jess?
I'm not.
There was a time in which, for whatever reason, young men would
could
be...
Could you have picked any more uncomfortable topic?
No, now I want to hear about it.
We're
tell
talking
me.
About spaghetti.
Noodles.
No,
let's
you
hear
don't.
It. Let's hear it.
The church would have the boys really
oh God, Tom.
Get castrated.
Yeah.
So they could... So they could
another way to say it, the children would be castrated.
So they would keep their high voices.
Ooh, what?
And they were called... I believe, am I getting this right, collectively, castrati?
Yeah, those
And then fantastic. If you were one, you would be a castrato.
Wow.
Now that's dedication to music.
Yep.
That's the kind of,
dedication
you talk about
something.
Putting in your 10,000 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
In this case, putting
wow.
in your...
2 cents.
Yeah. You know, we can mix the metaphor and it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, in
makes,
that case.
Makes perfect sense.
Noodle's a noodle.
Yeah, there you go. Castrati. Read about it. It's a real thing.
You know and what? I'm good.
I don't think there... Are there any alive anymore?
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think...
I think there were a couple in the 50s.
I don't think
still,
they do it in that
well,
anymore, do they?
Talk about dedication to your craft. I mean, you know, come on.
So that's something they committed
Jimi Hendrix used to sleep with a guitar, and he'd wake up and be playing, just lying around. But can you imagine that?
I've done that. Yeah. When I first started, I did that. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Huh.
But I'm saying, was if someone came to you
you'd
and
think you'd be better,
this would be like the crossroads.
That's twice.
Are you sure you just didn't pass out with
Am I bleeding?
Guitar?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Twice.
I gently prod you with a slight something, and then he's just attacking you.
That's not true.
You think you'd be better?
You got to do the jokes. You got to.
Are you sure you just didn't pass out with your guitar?
I have passed out with a guitar too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But my point is, no one ever. That would be like the movie. What is it? The movie. I'm sorry. The famous Crossroads. Legend.
Oh, yeah.
You sell your soul to the devil to play. You're an excellent guitar player, but if someone said, hey, look, Pat, I can get you playing at the level of John Mayer, but you're going to have to cut off your gonads, what would you say?
I already play just fine. I'm good.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
so
good.
I'm good with my testicles.
There you go. So it's good to know that. Now, if they came to you, Jess, and said that, you'd say, well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck finding them.
You find them, you can have them. sorry. I thought that was fascinating. Spaghetto.
Yeah,
spaghetto.
It is fascinating.
And spaghetti.
When would you ever have to use
it's
the word spaghetti?
Spaghetti time.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's spaghetti time.
I just love that.
I like it.
Maybe, hey, is the spaghetti ready? Why don't you try tasting one of those spaghettos?
There you go. That's
Florida. Doesn't spaghetto sound like a restaurant in a rough neighborhood?
Throw the spaghetto on the wall.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to spaghettos. Oh boy. Don't get out of the car.
Yeah.
Go to the drive-thru.
One of those Nouveau Cuisine, they only have one strand at a time.
Yeah, I've been to that place.
Delicious.
Is that a postage stamp or the entree?
Here, sorry to bother you.
Okay, very good. Let's move on here now.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
I was raised on Skittios. I swear to God.
Oh, good
damn
point.
Near basically every meal. And as he's talking about peanut butter, yes, crunchy's the only way to go. I like it so crunchy you can use it for grout.
Thank you.
So,
wow. I'm with you on that.
I heard you guys talking yesterday about Jacques Cousteau had the world's first badass parachute jump in France or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't Jacques Cousteau. It was the Frenchman. It's a famous, incredible story. Jumped out of a balloon at like 3,000 feet. Amazingly brave.
Well, anyways, Tommy, remind me, back when I was a kid, me and my buddies, we'd make our own parachutes. And I had so much experience building parachutes out of bed sheets and trash bags and basic duct tape, you know, common textiles, I probably carried a black belt in it. Uh-huh. I'd make parachutes for all of us.
Cool.
And then we'd climb up on the roof of my buddy Ryan's two-story house and jump off of it. I swear to God.
That'd be
no
cool.
No bungee cords, no cardboard, nothing. Just raw dog it, you know? I'll say it like this, if Ryan's dad's Ferro wasn't parked in the driveway below to break your fall, it hurt, you know? Ferro's got a lot of give in him. And that's why you never see one now with hail damage. First time I ever witnessed a third-degree fracture, my buddy Rob, his humerus and labia bones both got busted, and his labia was poking right out the side of his leg.
I think you mean tibia.
Swear to God.
Yeah,
and he wore them high socks just like the Globetrotters. Yeah. It was so real, it almost looked fake. But it was gross and badass at the same time. And like scrambled porn. That's the thing. Kids don't do stuff like that nowadays. Because back when I was growing up, everything was different. Hmm. You know, we didn't wear helmets. We'd leave the house at 8 a.m. to go for a bike ride and not come home till dinner.
Sure.
And there's no cell phones or pagers. There's basically no way for parents to get a hold of us.
Sure.
And we turned out good.
Well.
My mom, Phyllis, wouldn't even start worrying about me or looking for me till after Wheel of Fortune was over. And I'm talking a rerun at 11:30.
Oh, wow. God.
Anyways, we used to play this game called Stick Tire. You ever heard of this, Josh?
No, I haven't.
Us boys in the neighborhood, we'd find a nice, sturdy, firm stick that was hard, then line up in two single-file lines, and some kid would get on his back, you know, and he'd try to ride as fast as he could right in the middle of us, so we'd try shoving him sticks in his front spokes. Swear to God. And every once in a while, you get lucky and one get lodged in it, they go flying over the handlebars, face first, or better yet, land on the boy bar right on his crouch.
Oh,
we used to yell, "Rapture!" Swear to God, man. Them were dangerous but fun times, you know,
sure.
And we turned out good. I've even heard rumors that kids now have to wear goggles when doing Roman candle wars.
Well, it's a pretty bad idea to be.
These kids are basically a bunch of free-range pussies now. So my buddy calls them snowflakes. She calls them snowflakes, stupid Cyril. They claim there ain't no two snowflakes alike. I'm locked in the house, Tim. They all look like little bitches to me. Swear to God. It's pathetic. Hey, my toaster strudel's done. I got
to go. Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. You better go get that.
I love toaster strudels.
Yes.
I actually had a friend genuinely break a leg jumping off of the garage roof. On Fontenay Boulevard. There you go. Which kind of a French name, which leads us back to the first parachute jump. André Jacques Garnerin.
Even your childhood accidents have your nose in the air.
Yes.
Fontenay off the garage, Fontenay Avenue.
Separated garage.
Dorothy Parker.
It's a great guy. What a cool house this guy had.
Yes. Yeah,
and the garage was separate from the house.
Well, certainly.
Well, of course.
Keep it separate.
Right,
right. Yeah.
Keep them separate. But the thing was, by the time we were in high school, you know what that meant. The attic of the garage.
Oh, yeah. You guys were hanging out there.
Oh, God. Partially furnished.
Yeah.
And by partially furnished, I mean, you know, a bunch of crappy old pillows and I think some kind of a shag carpet up there.
Right.
Yes. Surprised that place didn't burn down. Long story.
You smoking the jazz lettuce up there, whatever you call it?
Grass. Reefer. M13.
Yeah, rope.
Yeah, but no, seriously, that was a... Didn't every kid try it at least once, the umbrella thing?
No.
A little bit of Mary Poppins action. And
we knew it wouldn't work.
But this guy, I just can't get over this guy, 3,200 feet above Paris, and he jumps out of a balloon with the first ever.
It's interesting, but you're too fascinated by this.
Why?
There's a backstory
to be the first one.
Yeah, and again, this is like the third day that you're.
They didn't realize that you had to vent the chute, so it almost killed him.
Yeah, I mean, this is all sort of interesting, but it's not as interesting as you think it is.
Fine. I've told you before, if they ever invent a time machine, the first thing I'm going to do is go back and make sure the Doors got a bass player. Instead of that stupid piano bass.
Of all the things that you could change in the world, you're going to give the Doors a bass player.
Yeah. Well, when they had one in the studio, they were much better. If you ever hear the live stuff, it's terrible. I'm sorry. Back to you.
Hang on. Here's something.
Yeah.
In Delaware, the state, they have a world competition called the Punkin' Chunkin'. I think we're all familiar. They do this
a lot of places.
Is this the catapult thing?
Launch pumpkins from either a cannon or a catapult to see who can shoot the pumpkin the farthest. This guy says the world record is 4,694 feet. Isn't a mile like 5,238 feet? They shot a pumpkin almost a mile?
I don't believe it.
Really?
Oh, no. Awesome. Yeah, there's a bunch of these.
That seems
like... Give me a second. I may be able to
find... I wonder how big the pumpkin was.
Well, they're...
I mean, are they a regular-sized pumpkin?
Like
are they
bowling ball
pumpkins?
Size, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that... No, the giant pumpkin and the punkin junkin don't intersect, I don't think.
Okay, here's a story. It goes back a couple years. Bridgeville, Delaware.
Yeah, this might be the... Yeah, this
police in Delaware are investigating an explosion at a punkin junkin contest in Bridgeville that sent two people to the hospital. Investigators say the explosion involved an apparatus being used in the contest.
Did the guy shooting the pumpkin break his labia?
Maybe.
I think he meant tibia, just to go. And as you said, Chuck, a pumpkin chunking contest. Teams compete to see who can chuck pumpkins the greatest distance using a catapult or mechanical device.
Almost 4,700 feet.
Wow.
That's almost
a mile. Just like saying pumpkin chunking.
Pumpkin chunking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or pumpkin head.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we grab a little pumpkin head from Haywood here? That would be a good thing to listen to. I think we had I'll have to dig more. We had a record a couple of years ago for this. And some of the guys that do this have sent me pictures of these catapults. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. Crazy.
You know, we have a live guitar player.
Did you not request the pumpkin song from me earlier?
Yes, I did, but we don't
have... Singer right here in the studio. If we have time to play Haywood's, but evidently...
No, I was going to... We'll come back with it. We can do your pumpkin song if you want. You know, this is actually... We do have time.
I'd rather hear Haywood.
Maybe we should put that up as a poll.
Haywood.
No,
Pat, really, I'm going to allow you to redeem yourself with your high-quality guitar playing. Let's hear your pumpkin song.
I'm not
going to
do it now. It's the room is cold now.
We love it. We're ready.
Ace took a shot.
Haywood. Wow.
How you've got to get better at this.
He's used to women saying that. usually in a dark room. sorry. We are beating him up today, aren't we?
Yeah. Particularly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did.
Come on, do your pumpkin spice song. We're all gonna. Everybody, pay attention. Chick, don't buy shoes.
No,
don't buy shoes during the song.
I'm ready to laugh.
Okay.
See, look, no, I'll show you my monitor. There, I'm looking at that guy who sent me the email about the pumpkin chunking.
Okay, good.
And speaking of pumpkins, here's Pat to make us laugh.
I'm already laughing. I was thinking about Haywood's song.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.